Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews chapter number 9. We left off in verse number 14 last week, and I'm going to try to finish this chapter. I'm not sure I can today, but I got all the notes to try to finish. But let's begin in verse number 15, Hebrews chapter 9, where it says, "And for this cause," so I just want to back up, because for what cause? I know we're kind of in the middle of this and all. So just kind of a review when it says in verse number 15, "For this cause." What is he talking about, preacher? Well, it's kind of a review of verse number 12, even though it's all in context. In verse number 12, we see that neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. And for this cause, because he entered into the holy place, he is now qualified to be our high priest, and he entered into once for all. And that's what this verse is referring back to. For this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, because he died for our sins. He shed his blood on Calvary because he took his blood to heaven. And we read that earlier in Hebrews chapter 9, and offered his own blood by his own hands, placed him on the altar. Because he has done that, now he is now the mediator of the New Testament. The word mediator literally means a go-between. He's a go-between. One who intervenes between two, either in order to make peace or restore friendship, or to form a covenant or a compact, an agreement. That's what a mediator does. Where two different parties, he brings them together. And that's what Jesus is doing for us at this present moment. We talked about that. Jesus is ever interceding for us at the right hand of the throne of God, speaking on our behalf. And he has earned every right and privilege because of what he did on the cross of Calvary, and because he shed his blood and took it to the heavenlies, and because of his resurrection, he has that right. "For this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first covenant," I mean the first testament. Now, before we go any farther, so we're on the same page, who is he speaking of when he talks about under the first testament? Danny can't answer, Doug can't answer. Old Testament saints, the oldest lady in here knew that answer. They're talking about the Old Testament saints, those ones who were before the death of Christ, that blood that was shed applied to them, the Old Testament saints. Remember, we talked about this here a week or two ago, that when the Old Testament saints would take their sacrifices to the temple or to the tabernacle, that they were looking forward to the cross of Calvary, even though they didn't understand it all. They did not understand it all, but they were looking for that sacrifice ahead. We look for that sacrifice behind us. Everything pointed to Calvary. The Old Testament saints was looking ahead. We are looking back. And that's what this verse is talking about, that they that were under the first testament, it was for them. They that are called, that they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. In other words, that those Old Testament saints, they were actually saved, so to speak, when Jesus Christ shed his blood on Calvary. Let me just read this, okay? The emphasis is on the fact that he is a mediator of the new covenant, the go-between. Those who were under the old covenant, the Old Testament saints, were saved because they were looking forward to his coming when they brought their sacrifice. We look back to his sacrifice at Calvary. There was no final nor complete redemption under the old covenant. It's very important to understand this. There was no complete salvation under the old covenant. Remember that the book of Hebrews says the blood of goats and of bulls and all, it could not take away sin. What it did, it covered their sins, but it could not cleanse their sins. Huge difference. From the time of Adam, remember there was a blood sacrifice. Remember that? When I'm going to do this for Laura. Okay, she asked me to do this a couple weeks ago. I'm going to chase a rabbit, but I'm going to catch him. I'm going to skin him. We're going to eat him. Okay? All this is for Laura. When Adam sinned, he sinned because of disobedience. Eve was deceived. There's a huge difference. That's why when you read in the book of Romans, that wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin, it was Adam that sinned and not Eve. Eve was deceived. That's a whole nother issue because God told Adam, don't do that. And he disobeyed, even though Eve ate of that fruit, and it wasn't an apple, whatever it was, that fruit of the knowledge of good and evil people portrayed as an apple. And anyway, it wasn't an apple. It was a special tree. Before he ate of that fruit, there was a fellow by the name of Lucifer. And we looked at this a couple weeks ago. Lucifer was that anointed cherub that covereth. He was not, we could put him in that angelic category, but you know, there's different, what we call different types of angels. We just put them all in one category. There's seraphs, there's cherubs, there's those other beasts that we read about on that angelic category, but they're not all the same. Lucifer was that anointed cherub that covered, and I told Lord that I think of him like as the big dog in the angelic world, the high sheriff. And when God created man on the sixth day, that's when Lucifer, Satan, he said, I will ascend into the Most High. I will be like the Most High God. That's when Satan fell. Not before the creation of the earth, but after the creation of mankind, he saw Adam. Adam was God's crowning achievement. Remember, we talked about this on the sixth day. On the first day, God created the heavens and the earth, and it talked about that, and God said it was good. Then he created the sun, moon, stars, and it was good. Then he created like the plant life, and it was good. The animals, all these, and it was good. But when he created man, day one, it was good. Day two, it was good. Day three, it was good. Day four, five, it was good. When he got to day number six, it was very good. Why? Because he created man in his image. When Satan saw that, he wanted that. He still wants that today. What is that? The worship of man. He desires the worship of men. He fell. Whenever he fell, he came into the garden in the form of a serpent, whatever, you know. That's a whole other issue, you know. He was standing. He wasn't crawling because remember the curse, he put him on his stomach. Anyway, he came in there and he deceived Eve. And then Eve came and Adam saw what had happened. And he ate of the fruit. And then God came, Jesus Christ, come walking in the garden. And Adam, Adam, where art thou? He says, we're hiding. Why are you hiding? Because we're naked. Who told you you're naked? Well, you know the story there. They covered their self with fig leaves. They say fig leaves, whatever it was, you know. Covered themselves. It was something they had done on their own. So you cannot be saved on your own works. And that was a picture of trying to cover their sins on their own. Well, Jesus Christ himself, it's called a theophany, who was there, he said, Adam, why did you do that? And I love this part where Adam said, it's that woman you gave me. Remember that? He blamed the woman. If you wouldn't have put, it was her fault. And then he said, Eve, what have you done? She said, it was that serpent. Always passing the blame to somebody else. By the way, we still do that today. You know, we sin, but it's their fault or somebody else's fault. So we see the picture there, and Jesus said, okay, blood has to be shed. So he kills, I believe, an innocent lamb. The Bible does not say he slays an animal. It was a picture of him having to die some 4,000 years later on the cross of Calvary.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.